Hello, pet. It's been a while since I've done a proper hypnosis session. I thought we could use a little bit of a refresher. Sort of back to the beginnings type of thing. Get back to the roots of it. I think you need some reshaping. I think you need some tweaking. So today we're not going to focus on your little sissy libido. Today we're going to cultivate you into a proper femboy. Now, make yourself relaxed, make yourself comfortable. Wherever you're sitting, wherever you're lying, just find a position that's comfortable for you. There aren't really rules about what you can or can't do during hypnosis. I'll give you plenty of rules afterwards. If you have to move, if you have to shift, you'll find that you can do it naturally and easily and get comfortable. If your thoughts drift, they'll drift right back. That's okay. I know how to get your attention. So now, as you sit there relaxing, I want you to not worry about any of that stuff. I want you to just pay attention to the way your body feels. Just notice the way your arms feel. The way your legs feel. Your back. Your head. Your face. Shift as you have to make yourself comfortable. Take a nice deep breath. Let it out. And as you do, let some of that stress go that you brought with you. Take another deep breath. And as you exhale, let go of the tension and the tightness, any cares or concerns you may have had. Just allow yourself to relax. I want you to let your eyes fall on a spot in front of you. On the ceiling, on the wall. Just let your eyes fall naturally. Where they're comfortable. Find a spot. And just focus very deeply on that spot. As you listen to my voice. And as you allow your body and mind to follow my words. With each and every breath. Let your body just relax deeper. With each breath in and each breath out, you'll feel yourself beginning to get a little heavier. Your arms a little heavier, your back just sinking into the chair or the bed that you're in. Every breath as you breathe in, nice cool air, and as you breathe out, you can just feel yourself sink down deeper. And all that tension just floats away from you, as easily as your breath floats away from your body. Your cares and your concerns all just float away. Now notice how your eyes feel as you've been focusing deeper and deeper on that spot. You've probably already noticed that your eyelids are getting heavy, starting to feel a little tired. Your eyes get a little fuzzy as you start to focus just past the spot, or just before the spot that you were looking at. As if you could just sort of see through it. And as you do, your eyes are getting tired, getting heavy, getting a little dry, heavier and heavier, almost too heavy to keep open. If you haven't noticed already, notice it now, how heavy they are. And respond to my voice as each and every sound relaxes you deeper. The sound of my voice relaxing you more deeply. The pitch, the tone, the pace, the sound of my voice. Finding its perfect place in your mind and in your body. Each word I speak, creating a comfort and a tingle deep inside you. As my words find their perfect place inside your mind and your body. And your spirit, and in your libido. Any outside sounds that you hear will now relax you more deeply. Any sounds outside of this room are just going to help you relax more as they float away, far away from your awareness, and your mind keeps returning to my voice. Focusing on every word. Now, in a moment, I'm going to count you down from 10 to 1. And as I do, you will double the relaxation in your body and in your mind with each number. You'll feel yourself sinking deeper with each number, letting go. And enjoying the heaviness and the arousal and the complete comfort of your quiet mind. 10. Now, double the relaxation in your body. Sink deeper. And deeper. 9. Really letting go now. Allowing the sound of my voice to relax you. Deeper and deeper. Allowing yourself to experience a deep sense of pleasure. 8. Doubly relaxed again. More and more deeply relaxed. Body and mind. 7. Pleasantly and deeply relaxed. Aroused. Erotic. Delicious. And deeply. Deeply relaxed. 6. The world around you seeming further and further away. Less important. Not quite reaching your subconscious mind. 5. Twice as relaxed. With each number I count down. So very So very, very comfortable. So deeply, deeply relaxed and aroused. Four. Deliciously aroused. As you fall deeper and deeper into that relaxed state. Deeper and deeper into my control. More deliciously under my power. Three. Exposing your subconscious mind as your defenses melt away with your attention, leaving you so aroused, so very relaxed. Two. Doubly relaxed, deeply relaxed, intensely relaxed, body and mind and soul completely under my power. And one, we come to the point where we find your core, the source of your desire and your pleasure, where you can journey and explore the potential of your body. Explore the wonderful sensation of pleasure that awaits you as your mind continues to open. Open to my each and every word. Open to new possibilities, to new roles. Sensing and excited about the oncoming adventure, and feeling that deep desire even now, growing within you. What was once just a tingle, now becomes a warmth, a deep, glowing warmth, as comforting to you as the pleasure that you know you will experience. The pleasure that awaits you. You can sense that girly, feminine appeal awaking inside your sensual self with every breath you breathe. That feminine appeal awakening your desire. Now. Just continue to float down as your mind hears my words. Your mind follows my voice. And the words I put in your mind are communicated to your body, creating an ever-increasing effect on the way you feel. Now, as deeply relaxed as you are, I'm going to give you a little gift, a special little treat for you, every day, each and every time you get dressed, that mundane daily chore will come with a little tingle every time you get dressed. Every time you pick your clothes. Every time you decide what to wear. You're going to have a deep desire to wear girly, pretty, feminine clothes. You'll want to be immersed in all things feminine, from panties and lingerie to high heels and pierced ears. And that desire becomes greater and greater every time you get dressed. Each time you choose your clothes. Every time you pull open the drawer where you keep your boys' undies and socks, your desire for feminization grows. along with your arousal at the thought, and it becomes stronger and stronger until you find you can think of nothing else. The more you try to think of something else, the more your mind comes back to wearing girly, feminine clothes and how sexy it would feel and how sexy you feel in them. You want this to happen. You need this to happen. And every day, the more you dress in men's clothes, the more you'll find that you crave that soft, sensuous feel of panties and delicious, sexy, pretty, girly clothes. In fact, every time you think of girls' clothes, you're going to feel aroused. And the more you try not to think of them, the stronger the effect will be. When a girl asks you if her outfit is okay, you won't be able to help but think of how it would feel to wear that outfit. When you see clothes advertised in a magazine, your eyes will be drawn to the clothes you want to wear. This craving for sissification will have an increasing effect on the way you think, on the way you feel, on the way you behave. It will all become more and more powerful in the upcoming days and weeks and months. It will become increasingly arousing and increasingly difficult to ignore. You will have to indulge that passion. You will have to indulge that desire for sissification, just to stave it off a little bit. Sneaking panties out of your girlfriend's drawer, going out and buying some, ordering online. You need to wear those girly clothes. You're going to have to feel it against your skin. You're going to be driven to indulge. Now tonight, as you sleep, your inner mind, that part of your mind that hears my voice right now, will continue to imagine you in sissy, girly clothes. And when you awaken in the morning, you'll find you feel girlier and happier for the dream experience. In a moment, I'm going to bring you back to your awareness, back to the room you're in, back to my voice. And as I do this, you'll hear me count from 1 to 5. When I reach 5, you'll be refreshed, you'll be energized, you'll be still aroused. You'll be feeling good in every way, better than you've felt in a long time. Now, you won't necessarily know what's got you so very aroused, but you'll have an idea. The mind knows how to remember things, and it knows how to forget things. And it can remember how to forget everything that went on here. And everything that you've experienced deep inside will be remembered deep inside your inner mind. And you can let go of any conscious awareness as you allow yourself to respond to my voice, as you allow yourself to return to your awareness of the room and to your body. You will emerge wonderfully relaxed and content and aroused and satisfied in so many ways. You will feel wonderful. And when you find yourself touching yourself, you won't be able to help but think of girly clothes, panties, and how good they would feel to wear them. Now, one. Let that energy come back into your body. Let the awareness of the room slowly creep back to you. Two. Your legs, your arms, your back, your mind, all feeling good. Three. Your body, your mind, your spirit wonderfully balanced. Four. Your eyes are going to feel cool and refreshed when you open them. And five. Wide awake, clear-headed, refreshed and comfortable. Take a deep breath, and when you're ready, open your eyes. And you, pet, enjoy your day. I'll speak to you soon.